Well, Eamon, it's that time again. I'm sure there's a bit of a nerve, a bit of excitement. The sun's high in the sky and Cavan on the horizon.
It's excitement. Nerves will come a bit closer to the weekend, but it's just excitement now at the minute. Whenever we get all the training done, maybe the nerves will start to kick in then when you're kind of waiting around, resting up. But no, look, it's a few weeks of work left. I'm teaching and I just can't wait to kind of be able to get fully into it, and hopefully we get a few chances now. If luck goes our way next weekend and we get through the game against a tight Cavan team, then I'm really looking forward against sucking at someone.
This can be a nervous week as well, can't it? You know, waiting team selection and.
Look, it can be. I suppose I've been around for a few years, and I'm kind of. Maybe I'm a wee bit more used to it, but I know some of the young fellas be nervous. But for me, look, I've done everything I can, and the management's going to put what they feel is the best team out, and I'm going to contribute whatever way I can. Hopefully I'm starting. We won't know till closer to the weekend, and if I'm not, then
in-house games though kind of tend to be a guide.
They do definitely, but the way I sit down, you know, as you do, be chatting a few of the boys, and we sit down, you know, picking the team. And it's a tough team, I'd say. And I know people probably say this every year, but I'd say this year it's probably one of the toughest teams to pick. You know, there's some of them young fellas have been doing really, really well the last 6 weeks of training. And there's two or three fellas for every position. You know, there's some fellas in the team that pick themselves, like Michael and Ryan McHugh and these fellas. And, you know, where do you play these fellas? And if you play them there, then where do you play other fellas? So there's a load of different combinations they could go with. I'm happy that I put myself in a good position. I was happy with my league form, and I'm happy with where I am now fitness-wise. So that's all. I've done everything I can, but I'm looking forward to it. Now, the nerves will come Saturday night whenever you're meeting up and we're getting the bus into McCool Park. There'll be nerves there, but again, I think nerves are a good sign. You know, I welcome those wee nerves, butterflies.
You wouldn't have played Cavan at senior level, but you would have at under 21.
I have at under 21, so I know a few of the fellas there, and even through college, I know a few of the fellas, and I know they're good footballers. I've came across them in different games, you know, and even club games, friendlies and stuff. I've played a few of these fellas. But they're good footballers. But, you know, we played them last year. We were
in the league,
in the league in the Breffniai, and we would have done a bit of homework on them that week before it. And it's much the same players. Some very good forwards. If you look at McVitie, who's, I would imagine, be fit. I felt like an inspirational player like that. They're going to do everything they can to have him on the field. Mackey, who has been playing great stuff the last few years, and McKiernan, like, these are all big, big players for them. So it's going to be, you know, I would love to be in there and get to go up against a few of them and see how you get on. But no, they're definitely got. They've got a few dangerous men, and we'll need to have fellas who are doing a good job on them.
Yeah. Tell me, on the preparations overall, how happy are you?
Very happy. It's good. The league was good. We learnt a lot from it. It was week after week.
Albeit that you got to relegate.
Look, that's how the cookie crumbles, and I know we had a few decisions that maybe went against us, but, you know, you get those, and you have to take that with football. There's no point complaining about it. But that went good. We learnt things. A lot of fellas got game time. As you said, over 30 fellas were playing the league, which is a huge number. And then the last 6 weeks have been brilliant. Training's gone well. Boys picking up wee niggles, nothing serious, though, and then they're back training the next week. And that's going to happen. That's all you hope for, is that you get through those 6 weeks without any major injuries as well, because training, I can't explain how intense the training is. So no, it's been good, and I think boys are happy now to kind of be on a down week and look forward to the game.
How did the camp go? You were away for a weekend there.
Good. We're very lucky up there. It was great facilities up in Queen's Forest. You know, state of the art. The gym there was state of the art. The hotel was great. Food was great. So we were well looked after up there. The weather turned out to be great as well. We got a few warm days up there. So we could have been in Portugal for all we know, but it was not. Everything went well. I think everyone enjoyed it, and you know, you need those kind of wee weekends away. The way it fell with us in the league games, we only were away 2 weekends, Dublin and Kerry, and the rest of them we didn't have any overnights. So overnights are usually a chance for fellas to get to know each other as well. So it was good,
which is important with so many new fellas coming in.
It is, you know, there's a big gap there. So there's between the young fellas and some of the older fellas. So it was good to see them. But the young fellas, one thing I noticed about the young fellas, because they've all played underage groups, they're very, very tight. They're all very, very pally, all that group. And then the older fellas will be pally, and it gave them a chance to kind of mix and match. So look, you need a few weekends like that, definitely.
Much been made of the fact that Donegal were relegated and Cavan were promoted, you know, going into this game. But the general feeling still would be that Donegal probably have to carry the favourites tag.
I don't know. Maybe carry the favourites tag because it's in Balbuffet and all as well. But I wouldn't go into the whole league thing. I'm sure Cavan are saying the exact same thing, that they're not going to read too much into the league. They got a lot out of their league. They played some great football. They put up some big, big scores against some good teams. So they're delighted. You know, we're very happy with how we played, although the results didn't go our way. You know, and we're taking the positives out of it, which you have to do. But you know, the fact that they're passing us out, going up the way, and we're going down the way, it doesn't change anything for this championship game. Next year, when we're Division 2 and they're Division 1, yeah, but that has no effect on us now. It's two very competitive teams going at it, and the championship's a different ballgame.